Thank you, Steve. Of course, he will jump in. There's a lot of things going on in the news today. Our top story, Bill Leff is not here today. So he is not here to go, happy Friday to everybody. It's the best day ever invented. Friday, yeah. I guess he says it more eloquently than that. Sitting in for Bill Leff is a guy who's known Bill Leff for many, many years, who was actually the best man in Bill Leff's wedding.
I was the best man at the wedding, but yet Terry married Bill.
Wow. Is that the first time?
Stop. It's Harry Tynowitz. How
hey,
are you?
I'm great. It's wonderful to be here. It's fun day, and I'm excited to be here. And Bill's not here, but Bill's, childish thoughts are.
You know what? I was explaining to Jasmine, because she had never met you before, I said, you're going to love Harry. He's really funny like Bill, yet very different.
Right. I've been on the other side of the jail bars.
All right. Well, you can hear Harry on this radio station. Is it Saturdays that...
Saturdays 4 to 7 with the one and only Mark Carmen at the Carm.
It's funny because I wanted to start out the show and ask you if you were cheating on Mark Carmen. And what did Mark Carmen text you?
I feel like you're cheating on me.
He can call in if he feels the need to talk to you on the air.
Carm, you can call in. Wendy's set. Feel free to call in unless you're getting your car stolen.
I listen to you guys pretty much every Saturday. It just seems to be that's the time that I'm up and getting ready, sometimes showering. So sometimes I am in the shower while listening to you guys.
The night shower when there's no work in front of you is a much more enjoyable shower than the early in the morning shower. Right, Steve? Right, Wendy?
Right. All right. As I mentioned, Bill is off today. I don't want to break any news stories here. This is not the day he's getting his colonoscopy. That's next week. I'll let him discuss that next week.
Okay.
So he's getting a colonoscopy next week. I'm getting a knee replacement next week.
Oh, boy. I hope the doctors don't confuse you two.
You know what? I was thinking that. That would be bad because they have to put like a Sharpie mark on the leg that they're operating on. I wonder if they do that for the colonoscopy. The bullseye.
Which one?
All right. This is very unusual because you texted me before the show started and asked if I needed anything from Starbucks. Bill never does that. So thank you for Starbucks.
Well, sure. Well, Bill's not a Starbucks guy. I mean, he's not like, you know, I needed a hot chocolate this morning to get the, the flow going.
Right. He doesn't drink coffee. But you also brought a bag of stuff. What is this?
Well, it's sweets for the sweet. Hey.
Are you trying to butter my biscuits? Is that your line, Jasmine?
Yes.
Sorry, I stole it. I'll give you credit. You brought a bag. Can I open this on the air?
Sure, sure. It might be disappointing. I mean, it's not like, a Fabergé egg.
Why do you bring candy? Do you think I need candy to work with you?
I think everybody needs candy.
A bag of Reese's, snack size.
Yeah, that was Stephanie's idea.
No longer fun size?
No, it's much better than fun. Fun size is like petite.
Oh, fun size is smaller?
Yeah.
And Three Musketeers. Do you watch Stranger Things?
I do watch Stranger Things.
Doesn't the Dorgazord? What is that thing? That monster that looks like a sunflower.
Oh, he looks
Gorgazoid.
Yeah, that comes out of the tree.
Dog, somebody please help if you watch Stranger Things. They eat nougats. They eat Three Musketeers.
Demogorgon.
Yes, Demogorgon. Jasmine for the win.
All right, Jasmine.
Oh, speaking of wins, we have a game to play later on today, and we got to kind of fit it in between live news updates and press conferences that we're having.
Yes, I enjoyed the Christmas Carol game very much yesterday.
Well, we had Carol Burnett tickets to give away, and I believe if I am on track here, we have another pair of tickets to see Carol Burnett. Harry, it's for an evening of fun, nostalgia, and reflections at the Chicago Theater on June 12th. Now, I know that's far in advance. Why are we doing this now? Well, tickets go on sale today. They did right now, 10 o'clock. You can get tickets at Ticketmaster.com or by phone or at thechicagotheater.com. Right. So sometime today we'll do this
game. And Carol herself is right in front of the studio with some tickets. If you want to buy them like before 12, Carol Burnett's actually right in front of the studio here. 435 Michigan Avenue.
Much like Bill Leff, I know better, but yet I believe everything out of your mouth.
It's weird.
And
she turned and looked.
I did.
Yeah. Hey, can I give you guys one note?
Yes.
I'm going to interrupt you from time to time today. I'm sorry, but...
What else is new?
I know. We're waiting for perhaps a statement from Michael Flynn's lawyers coming out of the federal courthouse where he pleaded guilty this morning. But I just want to let you know ABC's Brian Ross, their chief investigative reporter, is reporting today that Michael Flynn has promised, quote, full cooperation to the Mueller team, end quote, and this is the key, is prepared to testify that when Donald Trump was a candidate, he directed Michael Flynn to make contact with the Russians. So if that bears out and there's some indications that will be in a proffer that will be in federal court, this would be direct testimony that President Trump not only was aware of contact with the Russians, that he directed his subordinates, in this case Michael Flynn, to make contact with the Russian government. To what end? It isn't clear at this point, but the president often has said that he had no contact and didn't know of anyone who did. Michael Flynn seems to be prepared to testify that that is not the case.
So the fact that Michael Flynn has pleaded guilty, not pled, right? Pleaded.
I believe it's pleaded.
Pleaded, yeah.
It's a pretty good chance this means probably full cooperation.
Well, there have been a lot of stories about possible things Michael Flynn has done and been under investigation for. And here he's been charged with one, it's a serious crime, lying to the FBI, but it's not the deluge of charges that had been rumored. It's not a super severe charge that might have been possible. So all of that, and then it's a guilty plea, all of that is an indication that he probably would be cooperating.
This is about to get interesting. Not that it hasn't been interesting for the last year, but this is, wow. I don't know what to say other than we picked a good day to schedule attorney Rich Lankoff on the stream because we will talk to him about this and what this all means. And then we are also going live to, I believe, President Trump is speaking somewhere today as well.
Well, he's got they do these White House appearances, and I think it's an ambassador or official from the Libyan government. And sometimes before they have a meeting, they'll bring in a pool of reporters and they might have a word or two to say. So we don't know that he's going to speak at all. We don't know that he's going to speak to this. But that's around 10:45, so about an hour and a half from now. If he does address the Flynn thing, we'll carry it.
10:45 is a half an hour up from now.
Right. I'm sorry. I was in Denver there briefly.
put the joint down.
I think that explains a lot.
But I will say also that with a lot of these...
Want to put some Steely Dan on?
Who says I'm not listening in my other ear? A lot of times what they do, particularly this White House, is they will not allow for live coverage of it. They'll have to record it and then replay it. So either way, we'll listen to it. And if he has got something to say relevant, we'll certainly put it on.
Well, this might conflict with our Carol Burnett ticket giveaway game that Harriet will be hosting.
Man. I mean, really, priorities. I'd say it's the beginning of the end for Trump, but I've thought that so many times, and he just, he avoids it.
Yeah, but this seems a little bigger to me.
It's going to be in court. One of his own guys is going to have to, Trump thinks he's invincible. And he
has been.
Yeah, so here's a guy that is going to say in court, under oath, Trump told me to do this.
Although... Michael Flynn was under oath before and lied to the FBI, so...
I do not recall.
That, you know what? I am just going to use that forever about anything that anyone ever asks me.
And you should.
I you know what? I don't recall. You shouldn't be able to say that.
Yes, unless somebody asks you, like, what you want for dessert, then you should answer specifically.
All right. We are going to have fun. We are going to give away Carol Burnett tickets. We don't know when we're doing it, but we're doing it sometime. We have to do it sometime before noon.
Okay.
So we will fit it in here somewhere.
We'll synchronize our watches.
I mean, I don't know. Should we try and start it at 10:30? Will we complete the game in 15 minutes if Donald Trump does present some words that we run live on this air? Yeah. Or should we wait till later? 11:30 we'll have time?
It won't take that long. I'd say 10 minutes is the length of the game.
All right. Well, stay tuned. Okay. We'll tell you when to call in. But what you will be playing for is a pair of tickets to see Carol Burnett. She's going to be at the Chicago Theater on June 12th. And, tickets are gone. I stole them for myself.
And whatever night of the week is, it'll feel like Saturday night. Because that's when Carol Burnett was on.
How about that? I wish, Tim Conway would come there and Harvey Korman would just try and crack him up. Is Harvey still with us?
I believe Harvey is no longer with us.
Tim Conway is still with us.
I'm going
to do it again, guys. The Dow has just taken a dive. It's down 115 points. Was down about, I think, what did I say at the top of the hour, 25 or so? And it's tied to what I just told you. I'm watching Market Watch now, and they say the major indices fall 1% after ABC News reported that Michael Flynn will testify about Donald Trump.
I just don't know what to say other than it's a really crazy time to be an American. That's all I can say. And, you know, if the shoe drops, is that this expression?
Sure.
The shoe drops, the shoe falls, the foot drops. I'm really bad at colloquialisms or whatever those are.
No one would know that.
I am terrible. But if the shoe drops.
If the shoe fits.
Oh, God, I don't know. But I just want to know if something happens where there is some incrimination or something going on, if Donald Trump supporters are still Donald Trump supporters. That's really my only question. Because every time something comes up, I say, please, I don't want to start an argument. I don't want to not listen to you. Give me some reasons why you still support this man. So I'm just curious as to what's going to happen. Aren't you?
Yeah, but it's nuts. They just are blindly loyal to him. They are blindly loyal to him.
And I understand how you're blindly loyal to maybe a doctor that you've gone to for years.
Sure, right.
You know, maybe they screwed up on someone else, but for you, yeah, they've been perfect. So I get that.
Right. They left the scissors in another patient's stomach. But to you, they've always been good.
Right.
To you, they prescribe drugs on the phone. Well, it sounds like you need a couple of these.
312-981-7200. Of course, those mellifluous tones belong to one Harry Tynowitz, who is sitting in for Bill Left today. I'm Wendy Snyder at 720 WGN. It's Wendy Snyder here along with Harry Tynowitz. You can catch him. Are you on every Saturday with Mark Harmon?
Yeah, Northwestern comes first.
Yes.
And Blackhawks actually come first, then Northwestern. So because the Hawks don't start till late Saturday, we're on 6 to 7:30.
Awesome.
Yeah.
This coming, like, tomorrow.
Right.
tomorrow.
Yes. Northwestern basketball plays Sunday, so the Hamp and OB show
right.
that Carm usually does after the Bears game, that's going to be Saturday 4 to 6. And then the Beat will be on Saturday 6 to 7:30, taking in a Blackhawks hockey.
Okay. Well, that's a great little appetizer for the Hawks game.
Yes, it is.
I like thinking of you guys as appetizers.
Why, thank you. What type of appetizer are we?
Some kind of thing involving meat in a pastry dough.
With bacon-wrapped chestnuts.
I like that. What about a bacon-wrapped scallop? I would like that better.
Oh, I would like that better to eat, but I think to his better description of Carmen myself.
Who's the bacon? Who's the chestnut?
I think we're both.
All right.
You know,
a little of each?
Yeah. I was just certain you guys were going to say those little cocktail weenies.
You know what? Nothing beats those.
They're so darn good.
I like them wrapped in the crescent dough, though. See, I like my meat wrapped in things.
That's okay.
It tastes better.
It's okay, Lady Wellington.
That's what I was thinking of, beef Wellington or beef croquette.
Oh.
I don't know what it is. We were talking about President Trump, and I was just kind of throwing it out there, like, if you do support this guy, are you going to continue to support him if the shoe falls? I'm just going to stop with those. And Harry, you mentioned that people are just sometimes blindly loyal to someone
sure.
they support.
Right.
I get that. But I want to know if there's going to be any change. And Paul, you are a Donald Trump supporter. Talk to us.
So I want to make it this little caveat out here that I initially voted. I'm a conservative. I initially voted for Bernie Sanders because he was the best person we had at the time. I was not going to vote for lying Hillary. When he got
God,
knocked
I am
out,
so
I
sick of just
Trump.
Hearing that adjective. Of, I
know,
mean,
but here's the thing, though. It's because that's a fact. She did lie,
and he
so
didn't
I voted for Trump. No, he at the time, just like Bruce Rauner. A lot of people were tired of politicians in Illinois.
I agree.
So I voted for Bruce Rauner. So now I'm seeing what he's doing. Now I'm not going to vote for him. So. The same thing with Trump. I'm like, this is the best we got? Come on. 2 months ago, I said, I'm done with this guy. He's freaking me out. And I've said publicly, I have backed away from him. And all my friends who are blind, as you say, and I would agree with that, okay, through hell and high water, they will vote for this guy. They will support this guy. until it puts us into World War III. They will support him until the cows come home or don't, because they'll probably be dead in the process. He's scaring me. And when he made that comment last week about the recording of him on the bus, that's probably not accurate or true. I thought, okay, dude, I'm done with you. I support him as a president, just like I did President Obama. I did not vote for President Obama. Notice I'm not calling him Obama, because he was my president, and I support my president. But I'm so far away from President Trump right now, and I'm really worried.
Well, join the crowd.
Yeah, yeah.
Paul, we got to hit a break here. We got to do some news. Thank you for your thoughts. And, you know, fingers crossed, because we're all in this together.
Melania's jealous that she's not as far away from Trump as you are.
Thank you, Paul. Good one, Harry. All right, quick break, then news time here, 720 WGN. Steve, thank you very much. It's Wendy Snyder here. Bill Leff is off today. Bill off. Harry in. Harry Tynowitz is here. We're in a quandary here, Steve, because I don't know if we're going to go live to...
I wouldn't plan on it.
Oh.
Well, I mean, we're going to when it happens, but the scheduling of these things are often, you know, not 100% reliable. We're going to do it live. So, you know, it's loosely scheduled for 10:45, which Harry is about an hour and 4 minutes from now.
Or four minutes
from now.
Depending on if you're in Denver
Pacific
or not.
Time.
But it almost always slides. So
Rocky Mountain High time.
I could be wrong. It might happen quickly, but, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if it happened 25 minutes from now. We'll see.
Because we have a fabulous topic we would like to discuss, and I don't think we have time for it right now, Harry. We may have to move it to the stream.
Well, let's do a non-fabulous topic. You know, a topic that just has nothing good to it at all. Let's do one of those.
All right, let's do that.
Yes.
You're happy because it's December 1st.
Yeah, which is like national holiday, I think, in Chicago. The soda tax is dead.
Cook County, definitely.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
Did you go elsewhere to buy your sody pop?
No, I went and paid through the nose and paid the price at home every time. You know, my wife would give me that look like I'm an idiot. You know, like, I can't believe you bought it. Like, yeah, you're right. I should have stolen it. That would have been so much smarter just to have stolen it.
Well, see, like, you must not be very close to a different county.
Well, we're not, you know, like, you know, Highland Park's not that far from me. I could go all the way over there, but
what
got
county is that, Will?
No, that's Kane County?
Lake
County, thank you.
That's why you didn't go out of counties.
Lake.
I could go to DuPage County, and I did. Although, I'll be honest with you, Jimmy Mack was the one who did it. He could, because every time he buys soda, it's like a big amount. Like, we had a graduation party, so he needed to buy tons of soda.
Jimmy Mack finally graduated?
Yes.
That's all he said.
From
he
what?
Would.
I don't know.
He promised he would.
So, and then there, you know, we go through a lot of soda, which is bad as a mom. I shouldn't say that, but we do. And
okay. That's another thing wrong with the soda tax. It makes people feel like they're bad parents.
I know.
Kids all over the world, you know, love
pop. We grew up on it.
Right. We grew up on it. We didn't even have seatbelts. And we were drinking, you know, soda and stuff and sugar.
You're
and,
right.
You know, I'm not a pop guy. I always liked Hawaiian Punch, High C. Oh, I love High C.
And, to this day, you still like it?
Oh, yeah. It's great. I drink Snapple. And Snapple, I will go, no matter where I go, they tax me on it. It's neither sugar nor is it soda, but I would be hit with the soda tax.
Wait, there's sugar in there.
There's like...
I don't care if there's like one little tiny granule. If there is sugar, that had to be taxed.
This didn't have to be taxed. This is, look, not enough, it says right here, not enough sugar to be taxed.
No, it does not say that with an asterisk.
Sugars is like the 11th ingredient on
there. There still is sugar. And the thing that really irritated me is I drink Diet Coke. Mm-hmm. There is no sugar. And part of their argument was, you know, there's an epidemic of obesity and diabetes. Well, not from the Diet Coke.
Right. I mean, fast food, you know, is going to make you... You know,
right.
More obese.
So they should charge the tax on the nuggets, but they did tax it on the soda. Mm-hmm. See, I never understood how that worked, because if you go to Starbucks and you buy a sugary drink there, which that's the only way I can drink Starbucks because it's really like strong coffee. Mm-hmm. So they add a ton of sugar and you didn't pay the sugar tax for that. But if you bought a bottle in a gas station of the Frappuccino, then you had to pay the tax. It was so crazy.
But they're also marketing geniuses because, like, you know, I'll be in Jewel or I'll be in Walgreens. They'll be like, look, on sale. You know, Diet All Coke right. on sale, Snapple on sale. You're like, wow, it's on sale. I'm going to buy like 20 of them. And then, you know, they still tax the hell out of it. So you end up paying more than it would normally be.
It was not fair. It was not fun. And Joe, you have a thought on this, huh?
Yes, I was one of the many who went to the suburbs out of the Cook County to buy soda. I was already going out there to buy cigarettes. As a smoker, I was going out there to buy cigarettes at practically half the price, a little bit over half the price. And so while I was there, I decided just to go do all my non-perishable shopping, as well as soda pop.
And that's where Cook County took the hit.
Yep, I bought, made sure they lost my taxes on everything I bought, except frozen foods I had to get near my house. Other than that, and it was never, ever about health. They use that as a red herring.
Yep, I agree.
Now that the fact they have to let people go because they didn't get the money, they were counting on the money. They were counting on people continuing to drink this stuff.
What? What about the people who lost their jobs over this? Are they going to get rehired now that the tax has been lifted? Oh, Joe didn't want to answer that question.
And the other thing he made me think of is, do they tax herring?
They should.
They should, right?
Because if you eat herring, you should pay more.
Yes.
It's gross.
It's like a generational thing. I don't know anybody our age that eats herring.
You don't eat herring?
I don't eat herring.
Pickled herring?
No, I don't even eat pickles.
I love pickles.
Yeah, I'm not a...
So why don't I like pickled herring, then?
I don't know. Maybe you think it has something to do with, like, listening.
I don't know. I just know that I would, while shopping in Cook County, it was just easier for me to throw a couple of cases of soda underneath the cart. So I paid the difference. Jimmy Mack did not. And Harry, you nailed it, quite honestly, because you made me feel ashamed that I was a mom who let my kid drink sodas. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
I shouldn't feel guilty.
Right.
I mean, they drink water, too, and they drink other things, but I'm sorry, sometimes when you order a pizza, nothing's going to work like a Coke or Diet Coke.
Right, and also, like, you make sure your kids brush their teeth at night before they go to bed.
I make sure they go to bed.
Make sure they do their homework.
Yes.
You know, so, I mean, that has nothing to do with, like, you being a bad mom. I mean, I've seen people on TV going, well, this will help parents. You know, you want to help parents, you know, don't tax so much.
And another thing, now you got my panties in a bunch.
Really? You should just stand up and straighten them out.
Seriously, because they made it seem like, you know, if your kid drinks soda, that's why they are obese. And that's so really not true. And then they say, you know, well, at least now that it's taxed, it will show the parents what to do. I'm sorry. I kind of follow the thing like all things in moderation. So, you know,
especially in moderation.
If you're having like 5 liters of Coke or Mountain Dew a day, then you know what the repercussions are. But if you have a can or two of soda a day, I'm sorry. You're right. I should not be shamed.
Right. And you know, and like most people catch themselves. Most people will stop when they, you know, even my 12-year-old son will say, I've already had 2 Diet Cokes. I'm good till tomorrow. It's like pumpkin pie. Last week, did you have any pumpkin pie?
Yeah.
So that first piece, you know, you're dying for pumpkin
amazing.
Pie. It's so great. I've been waiting all year for this.
Yep.
I'm going to have a piece of pumpkin pie. I don't care how many pumpkins gave their lives. I'm going to just dig in and enjoy this pumpkin pie, and I might roll around on the floor because I'm in such, you know, wonderful euphoria. And you have your piece of pumpkin pie, and then...
The thrill is gone, as B.B. King once sang.
Right. And the second piece, it's like, ugh, I can wait a year.
Yeah, you're like, I don't even really like pumpkin pie, but that first bite of that first piece, it's like heaven. 312-981-7200. Bill is off today. Harry Tynowitz in his chair, and I'm Wendy Snyder on 720 WGN. Harry Tynowitz is here. All right, we were talking about the soda tax. It has now been lifted. Everyone's going to go buy soda today. You bought a bunch of things. Just in honor of that?
No, this is actually the last time I was at the store. I buy so much Snapple. It's the only diet thing I buy, and I just bought a ton of it, and then, you know, because I only want to get reprimanded once.
By whom?
By my wife, who's also named Wendy.
I know. Does that get confusing?
No, not really. Not really. It gets confusing when there's a Wendy who's smiling around me.
Oh, stop it.
But
she smiles.
Stop. But I will go to the store, and I'll come back with, like, you know, four of the big bottles and, like, 2 6-packs of it, and that'll last me for a while.
Like, how long's a while?
At least a week.
Yeah.
See, I think men and women shop differently. Men, if they know they need something, they'll get a bunch of it, and then they have it. Whereas women will get, like, you know, half of something. You know, they'll get one of something, and then they'll be like, oh, you know what we need? We need more, you know, I need more deodorant. I need more trash bags. Like, well, okay, if I go get trash bags, odds are we're probably going to keep eating, and we're probably going to make a mess, and we're probably going to need trash bags. So when I go to the store, I'll get, like, two things at Sam's Club, you know.
Right.
And they sell them, like, you know, packs of 7,000. So I come home with 14,000 trash bags.
Never
Wendy comes
out.
Back with, like, two.
Yeah, but here's the thing that guys do at the grocery store that drives me crazy. Jimmy Mack will always come home with, like, a new flavor of Cholula or, you know, a different kind
Didn't
of
Jimmy
ketchup.
Mack used to date a girl named Cholula?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. But, you know, like any newfangled thing, like there's a frozen lifesaver inside a cheese nib, he'll buy those. Anything new, anything that's, you know, on the end cap that they're trying to promote, he comes home with these weird items.
Well, there's only one kind of ketchup, so that's weird.
Heinz.
Heinz.
Although I used to use Del Monte all the time, and it was catsup.
What? You crazy girl.
I don't even know if they make that anymore.
Heinz ketchup. No. Yeah, I gotta go Heinz.
You know, you're a diet soda or diet Snapple drinker. See, and I keep hearing these terrible stories about Diet Coke. Jim, talk to us about this.
Yeah, Diet Pop is way worse than the regular pop. I mean, even though that regular pop's terrible, too, because it's not sugar, it's corn syrup, and corn is a pesticide, and soybeans.
Sorry, Orion, if you're listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, Orion, yeah. He keeps pushing those soybeans. All it is Roundup. It's a pesticide. And
your opinion. Well, go ahead. I just, you know what? Orion has. Go ahead.
Listen, Diet Coke, your body can't tell the difference between the sugar and the chemicals in that thing. So you're storing fat when you're drinking it, and it makes you crave it more.
I have heard that. Now, are you a doctor or something? Because honestly, I have read this for so long. My dad was a childhood diabetic, only lived to be 46 years old. So Tab was always in our house growing up.
We had Tab in our house.
He couldn't have sugar. So for a diabetic, he had diet soda. I love diet soda. I keep reading that people who drink diet soda have more belly fat than a regular soda drinker. And why is that?
I don't know the science behind it. But it's you know, my wife works in a restaurant, and the guy that comes out to change the hoses on the machines has to come out like five.
Well, eat stuff, kind of deteriorate the hoses where I guess he's going on that. Jim, I'd like to continue talking to you, but you used Wendy language, and we can't use Wendy language
You're
on the
penalty
radio.
Box. You go to penalty box, feel shame. Who stores fat? I just keep mine. You know?
Jim, I feel bad. I can't take you back on the air, but I don't trust you, and our delay has to kick back in. So we have to take a break because we have to get to Steve Bertrand on time anyway in the newsroom at exactly 11 o'clock. Bill Luft's off today. In his chair is Harry Tynowitz. I'm Wendy Snyder at 720 WGN. All right, Bill Left's off today, and Harry Tynowitz, I didn't know you could moonwalk and dance like Michael Jackson so well. Very good job.
Why, thank you.
Here's what we're doing. We're calling an audible. Any word from Kurt Wagner, Jasmine?
He's on his way.
All right, so you know what? We're going to talk to Kurt Wagner at 11:30. That's what we're going to do, because we have Carol Burnett tickets burning a hole in our pockets. And here's what's going on. Carol Burnett is coming to town at the Chicago Theater June 12th. I know that's way in the future. She's going to have an evening of fun, nostalgia, and reflections.
It's Carol Burnett. I mean, she was Saturday Night Live before Saturday Night Live was Saturday Night Live.
You're absolutely right.
Right. I mean, that's what you would watch that on Saturday night. It was destination television. And I mean, I was a kid. But
I know, but we still watched it with our parents.
Yeah, and we had, you know, everybody respected her. And she, that's like, you know, it was a live show. They would, you know, crack up.
It was live?
They would, well, I think it was definitely, it was
taped live.
Live on tape. Because they would crack up and break
character.
I know,
that killed
me. And you'd always see, that was the best part. Everybody always loved it.
You waited for Tim Conway to start cracking
yeah,
up.
Yeah, and Harvey Korman. And
and what would we have done without Lyle Waggoner?
Oh, he was so good looking. And you'd have, like, big stars come in and be goofy on that show, you know, and then they figured out that show could be other things.
Well, and then I got into the Sonny and Cher show, too. That was pretty great.
Sonny and Cher? Hey.
I mean, it wasn't. Carol Burnett was the best, but I liked Sonny. I don't know what it was, and Cher was just cool.
Cher is still cool.
No, she's not.
She is.
As soon as she went to that auto-tune, do you believe our love, let it go? That's bad.
I'm sure she'd like to turn back time.
Yes, but, I'm sure.
But she's still cool.
All right, I'll give her that. All right, we have tickets to see Carol Burnett. Everybody's calling. This is so fun. But you're going to have to work for it. Bill is really good at hosting little radio game shows. You and Bill Leff go back a very long time, Harry Tynowitz. So you said you have a game and you can host it. I can never host. I just like to play along.
Well, I'm sure you could if you really wanted to.
No, I don't want to.
Well, not with that attitude.
No. Tickets went on sale for Carol Burnett this morning at 10 a.m. There may be some still available. You can get yours at Ticketmaster.com by phone or at thechicagotheater.com. Or you can try and win them. Now, what do you want me to do? Get two callers here?
Yes, two listeners. And
any particular number? You can just throw out a number and we can get those, like, caller number...
720?
No, under 10.
Eight.
I'll call her eight, Jasmine.
And 8.5. You said any two numbers.
Whole numbers.
Okay, how about 8 and 3?
All right, 3 and 8. Third caller, Jazzy, 312-981-7200. We will get their names, and we'll find out a little about them, caller 3 and caller 8, and then...
they will go head-to-head for the Carol Burnett tickets in the November game.
Oh, it's the November game.
Mm-hmm.
Is this going to be really hard?
No, I did it. How could it be hard?
All right. I don't know if we should take a quick break and then come back and play our game.
Well, we could do that. Take a quick break, come back and play.
Or we have them now.
Let's meet them.
And then we'll take a break. Let's meet Jeff first, because I believe he is caller number 3. And Jeff, how are you?
I'm good.
All right, Jeff, do you like Carol Burnett?
I do.
Where are you calling from?
Utica.
Ooh, and what do you do, Jeff?
I'm retired.
Oh, very, very nice.
Lucky.
So are you still in your pajamas?
I wish I was.
All right, do you want to meet your challenger?
Sure.
All right, we go to the 8th caller. And Pat, how are you?
I'm good.
Pat, where are you calling from?
Bentonville.
And what do you do for a living?
Kind of in the trucking business.
Kind of in the trucking business.
What, do you play with trucks?
Yeah, that's it. That's exactly it.
He's got a big Tonka truck.
Uh-huh. Like you just like making that horn blow.
We'll leave it at that.
Can I just tell you that it's always fun going up next to a trucker and doing that little pull-down thing? And thank God to all the truckers that still honk when you ask them to. So good job, Pat.
There's a lot of good ones out there.
There are.
We love truckers. My friend Mike is a trucker. And keep it on the road, baby, if you're listening.
All right. Well, I don't know that we have to take a break. We have a pair of tickets to see Carol Burnett. You're both fans of Carol Burnett, I assume.
Sure.
Yes.
Harry, you can take it away. I'm going to get my buzzers ready, if
okay.
you will.
Okay. All right. Well, Wendy gets her buzz on. Jeff and Pat, we are playing the November game. Today's December 1st. These are all questions about things that just happened in the month of November, which concluded about 11 hours and 13 minutes ago. You guys, when you know the answer, there's 8 questions. When you know the answer, yell your name. Do not yell the answer. Yell your name. Wait to be called on. And then you'll have a chance to answer. If it's incorrect, the other person then gets a chance. You guys can each use Wendy once as a lifeline.
Uh-oh, you're in trouble, guys.
Are you guys ready?
All set. Yeah.
You want to check their buzzers? Jeff, try your buzzer.
Jeff.
All right, pretty good. Pat?
Pat.
Pat, you're going to have to.
Yeah, Pat,
your buzzer's not working.
Wrong with your buzzer.
Pat.
A little louder.
Pat.
Or more enthusiastic. One of the two.
I'll work on that.
All right.
This reminds me of when we had Pat Boone playing the game. All right, guys, it's the November game. Please yell your name. Yell your name when you know the answer. On November 3rd, Apple came out with this product that will only set you back. Jeff.
The Apple 10. iPhone 10.
You are correct, sir. And just like that, Jeff is in front.
Are you keeping score? Because I do not keep score very well.
You don't keep score very well.
No, that's not my job. You're hosting. You have to keep score
as well. I've got it. I've got it. Jeff is up 1-0. Question 2. November 4th, just 3 days after his team won the World Series, Astros pitcher Justin Verlander married this supermodel.
Kate Upton. Pat.
Pat.
Kate Upton.
And it's knotted at 1.
Is that true?
Yes.
I hit the right button without... I find her to be very attractive, by the way, if I could just throw that in.
Would you say she's super attractive?
Yes.
She's a supermodel.
Yes.
That's right. He's a very handsome man, too.
She's better looking.
Well, I mean, I don't want to get into... It's not a contest,
No,
really.
It isn't. All right, it's tied up?
It's tied up as we move on to question 3 in the November game. Jeff, Pat, here you go. Not long after her romance with The Weeknd ended, Selena Gomez was spotted November 15th smooching with this pop star at a hockey game. Jeff.
Justin Bieber.
Correct.
You guys are way better than I could ever be.
Yeah,
I didn't
know
any
of
these.
You know all these.
I knew the first one.
Mm-hmm. You know what's weird about Justin Bieber? Is Selena Gomez's mama likes everyone, but she don't like him.
Someone found that funny.
Yeah, somebody had to. Thank God. All right, Jeff's up 2-1. Guys, by taking in $891 million at the box office, this superhero movie was the highest grossing film in the month of November. What was Jeff?
Justice League.
Incorrect. So take your time, Pat, and remember you get to use Wendy as a lifeline once. I'll give you the question again. By taking in $891 million at the box office, this superhero movie was the highest grossing film in the month of November. What was its title?
I'll use Wendy as
my
lifeline.
Oh, God, don't, please.
Well, there were two big superhero movies out this past month.
Wonder Woman, was that this month?
She was in Justice League.
So it wasn't during November?
Is that your
answer? Oh, God.
That's not our answer.
Okay.
All right, see, Pat, I told you, don't help me.
I'm just going to guess the Avengers.
No, it was Thor Ragnarok. Thor Ragnarok.
591 Ragnarok, 591 Ragnarol.
Yes, I like that.
I am so sorry, Pat. I should have known that, and quite honestly, you two should have known that.
Big movie. If you like your Hemsworth brothers handsome, there's one in there. All right, it's 2-1, Jeff. We're halfway home. On November 21st, President Trump again defended this Alabama senatorial candidate.
Jeff.
Jeff, you were in front by a half a second.
Right. Jeff, judges, right? Jasmine, Jeff?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, Jeff, go ahead.
Roy Moore.
You're up 3-1. There's still 3 questions left, so Pat can still turn this thing around. On Monday, November 27th, while hosting a White House event for Navajo Code Talker veterans, our president, Pat.
Pocahontas, Elizabeth Warren.
Correct.
Good guess there.
And I like it. He did both because he didn't know which way we were going. Yes.
Pat, that was good.
We were looking for Pocahontas, and you gave it to us. It's 3-2. Here we go.
Pat's coming alive.
Woo! It was announced Tuesday. The NFL's second longest consecutive game started a quarterback streak would come to an end. Pat.
Eli Manning.
You are correct, sir. It's knotted at 3, and it's time for the last question.
Oh, my God. What if they... Oh, man, this is just too much.
If they tie, we have a tiebreaker.
They can't tie. Is it?
Well, if they both...
If you got 2 tickets, Jeff and I can go together.
Oh, you guys are so sweet.
Look, I feel like...
That would
like
make for an easy contest.
This is how Match.com must feel. If they both got it wrong, we would have to go to the tiebreaker. But if one of them gets it right, then they would win. And remember, Jeff, you can use Wendy as a lifeline still.
But don't.
But don't. Okay, just 3 days ago, for the win, This is the November game on the Bill and Wendy show. Just 3 days ago, he garnered the most Grammy nominations with 8 and finally admitted to cheating on his wife.
Jeff. I'll use Wendy.
Oh, boy.
I'll give you the question again. Just 3 days ago, he garnered the most Grammy nominations with 8 and finally admitted to cheating on his wife.
I'm going to have to go Jay-Z here.
Damn. Jeff, do you want to use that answer or you want to go with one of your own?
I'll go with Jay-Z.
And you would be correct. Wendy has
Wendy.
You the Carol Burnett tickets on the November game.
I wouldn't have even trusted me on that, but I heard it all in the news. Jeff, here's the deal, okay? You are going to go see Carol Burnett. Pat, I'm sorry, I don't think he's going to take you, but stay close because we have a consolation prize for you, okay?
Okay.
Jeff, you're going to see Carol Burnett. It's at the Chicago Theater on June 12th, so mark that down on your iPhone 10, which you probably have because you knew that answer. And tickets went on sale for everyone else at 10 this morning. You can get them at Ticketmaster.com, by phone at thechicagotheater.com as well. And I'll tell you what, Pat, we're going to set you up. Who doesn't like a fantastic Lou Malnati's pizza?
No one.
All right, then.
Right.
We'll set you up.
You didn't even need a lifeline for that question.
All right, well, hang on the line. We'll get you set up, and congratulations, a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations, or you can order online at loumalnatis.com.
I know you used to like Peyton Manning. Are you an Eli Manning fan at all? Do you feel for the guy? That they're blaming this horrible season on Eli Manning, and they told him, the coach is like, well, it's your fault. So he's not going to get to continue his streak, which is the second longest in the history of the game.
I think that's sad, but I really don't care much about the Manning brothers.
Well, I just wish Peyton would do more commercials. You know, to add insult to injury, you know how they informed Eli that he wasn't going to play Sunday?
How?
They said, your consecutive streak ends now.
How about that, guys? Pat and Jeff, Harry Tynowitz. Hang on the line.
Very
we will.
Talented.
He is very talented.
If I want to be patronized, I'll go home.
All right, hang on, guys. Great job. And I heard that, and I thought that was kind of sucky news for him. They put a newbie in his place. Why? Is there an injury? What?
The team is bad. The team only has 2 wins, and so they're like, well, you know, Eli's not as good as he used to be, but he's a certain Hall of Famer. He played in 2 Super Bowls, and he was the MVP in both. They were underdogs in both. They beat New England both times, once when New England was 18-0. And his best player, his best receiver, Odell Beckham Jr., got hurt early in the season. They're blaming everything on Eli. And this coach is probably going to get fired.
See, the thing that sucks about football is everything is based on the quarterback, it seems. And that's really not true.
Well, it's a team sport, but quarterback.
You do need a good quarterback, which
is the most
important. Trubisky kind of won me over, and I don't know if he's won me big time.
Well, it's early. It's very early.
I know, that's what everyone says.
But I mean, it is the most important position in sports. You know, it's
goalie in hockey.
Goalie in hockey is close. Catcher in baseball is very
catcher
very,
really.
Oh yeah, and that's why you see so many great managers that were catchers when they played, because if you're a catcher, you're in on every pitch. And you
I
know,
guess that's
like,
true.
Yeah,
I would have thought pitcher was more important.
No, because pitchers know like how to get the hitters out, but like a catcher has to know how to get the hitters out, and he's got to know the strengths and weaknesses of every pitcher on his staff, and he's got to know like, well, okay, this pitch is going to be inside, so that left fielder's got to move closer to the line.
So he's the one calling all the making all the signals. The catcher is the brains of the operation, right?
The manager will, give the catcher what to call, but they go over it before the game. And the
really?
Kid, yeah. And
so there's studying involved?
Oh, they're studying, yeah. What do you think, these guys just like wake up and
hit a ball? Yeah.
No, there's studying that goes on.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they deserve all that money.
And we're gonna hear soon about Jake Arrieta probably not going to be a Cub.
Yeah. We're going to know that today, you think?
No, at any point. Not necessarily today, but it's coming soon.
All right, we'll look forward to that. Great job hosting the November game.
It was okay.
No, it was, and we had wonderful contestants.
The contestants were very strong.
They were really.
And you won the game for them with Jay-Z.
I don't like to be responsible for other people's wins. I'd like people to win it on their own. Don't rely on me, people. It's 720. It's WGN. All right, I'll tell you what. Jazzy, we have to squeeze in another break here, correct?
Yes.
We're going to take a break. Kurt Wagner was running late, so we're going to talk to him after the 11:30 news. We'll talk to him all about television. I got to tell you, I love TV. Do you like TV?
TV and I. TV's always there for me.
All right, we'll stick around. It's Harry Tynowitz in for Bill Leff, and I'm Wendy Snyder, 720 WGN. All right. It's fun to talk to Harry Tynowitz off the air, but we could do it on the air, too, if that's okay.
Sure.
All right. Kim Gordon, thank you so much. Kurt Wagner is here. We're going to talk television. You can go to his website, one of the best TV show websites around. It's TVShowPatrol.com. Kurt, you honestly do such a great job with that.
Thank you.
I love television. Harry loves television. We were talking off the air. Harry, you said there are 8 shows that you have that you...
DVR
or watch on a regular basis. We would like to go over those.
Yes,
because then we can judge you on what you by what you watch.
Why? Thank you. I appreciate it. It's been a while since I've been judged. Since I got out of the shower.
Since the last segment.
Okay, so I believe on Monday there's not the Tuesday. I watch Andy Samberg, Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Do you guys watch that?
My teenage boys do.
Oh, so you're saying I'm young
and hip.
Or immature, yeah, either one. Yeah.
Well, that's fine.
I have seen it. It's funny.
It's funny it show. Funny. Then I get really serious. This Is Us.
Oh, my God. Who doesn't watch This Is Us? Kurt, you watch that, right?
This Is Us.
It's one of my favorite shows. I loved 30-something. Is it Ken Olin has something to do with this as well? Is that his name? It's very much like 30-something. Like heartfelt and family and loving and, you know, everyone's better than your family.
It sticks to your ribs like a fine meal.
It does. You think about it afterwards
and
a lot. It reminds you of things that have happened there.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And they've gone out of their way. I think that the the two of the siblings were so in demand last year. They've gone out of their way to make the actor son, the Jason Hervey character, the kid that's the actor.
Yeah.
It's like been his season. They've been trying to build so much for him. And it's kind of cool the last 3 weeks that they've done shows about each of the
Kevin
kids.
Kevin is the character, right.
Thank you.
Yeah, and Sylvester Stallone appearing was pretty exciting.
Yeah.
And wasn't he nice?
Yeah, of course he was nice. Sylvester Stallone.
I expected him to be kind of a, attitude.
Diva.
Yes. And it was a touching moment from Sylvester Stallone.
It was really, really cool. Wednesday, two classic shows that I still watch. I think everybody does. SVU, 20
never,
years
never
later.
Never saw one episode.
What?
Of SVU, as Bill calls it.
I always say SUV, mistakenly.
You've never seen one episode of SVU? It's by mistake, I would think you would just flip on TV and it's on all the time. It's such a great show. Mariska Hargitay. Ice-T, and they've Ice-T is great on that show.
I know. I haven't seen a minute of it, and I would like it.
Well,
Special Victims Unit.
Yeah, yeah.
There are crime scenes. I love crime scenes.
You like Chuck Outlines?
I do, and I like, what do they call it when the evidence, the coroner and all that stuff. I like that.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Maybe I'll start watching it. How long has it been on?
Just 20 years. Modern Family?
That jumped a shark for me.
Oh, it's still strong.
It's still good, but The Middle, to me, is a way better show. I have always loved The Middle. I love The Goldbergs.
Jeff Garlin.
I love that show, and every episode of The Goldbergs, I almost all of them I watch with my family, and by the end, I am crying, because Bevy is just the same type of smother that I am, that we try so hard to make everything great for our kids, and we end up screwing it up. I can relate to her so much.
And it has nothing to do with the soda tax.
No.
All right, Kurt, Thursday nights I watch Life in Pieces. What do you think of that show?
I have watched one episode.
I have never heard of it. What is it?
Life in Pieces is a show about one family, and it's 4 separate episodes in each half-hour show. It's on Thursday nights on CBS at 8:30. It's James Brolin. I'm sorry.
Oh.
James Brolin. Diane Wiest.
Yes.
Colin Hanks, Tom's son.
Oh, I should give that a try.
It's Betsy Brand, for the girl from The Shield, who played her sister,
yeah,
married to the cop.
Hank.
Yeah, and Hank's wife. Oh, I've got to miss Breaking Bad.
Not The Shield, but Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad,
yes,
right,
okay.
Not The Shield.
Boy, they both kind of just blended in to me.
Yeah, sorry about that. Also on Thursday's Mom.
What?
Mom. Do you watch the show Mom?
It's a CBS half-hour comedy.
No.
You've never seen it? Mom is fantastic. It's Anna Faris. Anna Faris. And
multiple Emmy-winning actress.
Oh,
what's her name? Tall lady.
I can get this.
I don't know who you're...
It's one of the most popular shows on TV. I've
never heard of it. I'm so busy being a mom.
I don't watch that either, though.
I can't watch Mom.
Allison Janney.
Oh, yeah.
West Wing, and she's great in
never saw West
American
Wing.
Beauty. Right, so the premise is that Anna Faris is an alcoholic, and her mom is an alcoholic, and together they're trying to get sober. And they live in Los Angeles.
That sounds really good, actually. You don't like it, Kurt?
Not that I don't like it. Half-hour comedies do not keep my attention.
Too long?
Yeah. They're about 20 minutes too long.
All throughout TV history, there's never been any half-hour comedies?
Not all throughout TV history, but I don't really watch them.
It's Chuck Lorre, the same guy that did Two and a Half Men.
Yeah, I never watched that show
either. It's very real. They go to meetings.
Like, my brother loves The Big Bang Theory, and he always wants to talk about it, and I just can't watch it. I just don't watch it.
Vikings? Do you guys watch Vikings?
I watch Vikings.
No.
That's an hour. The pilot was two. The opening was 2 hours.
The season 5 premiere, yeah.
I get seasick. I don't watch the Vikings.
I've watched those from the beginning, every single episode.
Is that a popular show, or like just a bunch of nerd geeks watching it?
I think it's a little beyond nerd geeks. I think it's pretty popular.
And one guy has written all 69 hours.
Yeah, Michael Hurst. He's the guy who did the King Henry show. What was that called? No, I can't remember.
The Crown.
No, way back when he did.
Oh, I don't watch period
pieces.
But
he did. I think he wrote most of those, too.
Yeah, I think Vikings is very good, and it's pretty bloody.
It's on History Channel.
Yeah, it's on History Channel. It's really good. It's on Wednesday nights, I believe. And then Curb on Sunday.
Curb is the best show ever. Kurt, I am shocked you don't watch Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Another half-hour comedy.
But this is like, it packs a wallop in that half hour.
I know. I should, but I don't. I watch a lot of hour-long dramas and mysteries. And
The Walking Dead is my top of the heap, and something that I'm pretty excited about. I know you told me about this, Kurt, but sometimes I don't listen to you all the time. I, in the back of my mind, I do. But then Judy Pilak said, oh, there's this show, Mindhunter, and it's on Netflix, and it's about getting in the mind of a serial killer. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is so up my alley. I binge watched it and loved it. And now, great news for Mindhunter fans.
That it was renewed this week. Nobody doubted that it would not be renewed, but Netflix officially renewed it for a season 2 this week.
Harry, if I may just tell you a little about it.
Because I have not seen Mindhunter.
Why don't you give the synopsis?
Yeah, it's on Netflix. So it's based on the book by the actual FBI guy who sort of created the whole serial killer profiling thing.
Like, even invented that term serial killer. Like, what did they call him at first?
Oh,
like
it was some very, very strange. It was very weird.
Like, but pattern they, killer yeah, or something. Yeah.
They consulted a psychologist in Boston, and then she got so interested in it and so invested in it that she came to the FBI as a full-time, and they gave them this office in the basement because they
like X-Files.
Yes, yeah, very much.
Because they got money from somebody. Somebody funded it or
a
whatever.
Grant.
Yeah, and so it's this guy who was really into it, and then veteran FBI agent who had been spending his time most recently just going and teaching officers, like in small towns, like police officers, about how the FBI does things, not having to do with profiling or anything, but. Those two were thrown together.
Kind of like the X-Files with
Because
Scully
and Mulder.
Because
it was sort of a punishment for the young guy who wanted to do the profiling stuff, that they made him go out with this guy. And then he convinced the older guy, you know, there's really something to this. So then they started interviewing all these
serial killers
in prison, including, who are the
Richard son? Speck.
Richard Speck was the big, he was the creepiest this season.
Well, yeah.
It's fascinating, though.
So this guy had written a book about it, and so this is sort of loosely based on that book. And it just follows sort of their their professional lives dealing with this, but also what happens, how it messes with them in their personal lives.
That sounds really good.
It is really good.
I will watch that.
And what's so cool about it, it's David Fincher, and I think he's a master at creating drama in tight spaces where somebody's just talking, you know, and there's not a lot of other stuff happening. Like those scenes with the prisoners, when the prisoners are telling their stories, are the creepiest, most tense, edge of your seat scenes ever.
It's really good, yeah. Harry.
The drama in tight spaces makes me think of The Night Of. Did you guys watch that?
Loved that show.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah.
All right, we're talking television. Kurt Wagner is here. You can find him at TVShowPatrol.com. Kurt, we'll get to some news of what's going on and what's coming up in the world of television. And listeners always have some questions. 312-981-7200. You can call us or text us. It's Harry Tynowitz in for Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder and Kurt Wagner here on 720 WGN. You're so theatrical in your reads.
You put 110% into that.
Hey, you know, voiceover acting, you got to get the whole body involved.
Can you repeat the name of that cool show on Netflix that you guys were talking about with the director that films people in tight spaces?
Mindhunter. One word.
That is Kurt Wagner. You can find him at TVShowPatrol.com. And yes, Mindhunter has been renewed. That was just announced recently. This week. Okay.
And David Fincher, the guy who was in charge of that, is the guy who did Seven, that movie Seven.
Oh, my God. It is so familiar. I mean, it really is kind of the same feel. That was a really disturbing yet fantastic movie.
Right. And he did the third Alien, which wasn't very popular, but I loved it because of the way he filmed it. I thought it was amazing. And this totally fits that sort of thing.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I just love it. All right, what else is coming up?
We were talking about Harry's shows that he's watching, but I have a show that I wanted to mention that's also on Netflix. That it's an Australian show, so no subtitles needed. It's really good.
Crikey.
It's called Glitch, and you might like it, Wendy. It's not zombies, but seven people in this small town rise from the dead in the first season, and the whole thing sort of is about, as they get their memories back, what they remember, they're trying to figure out who killed them or how they died. But then there's this police officer, the constable in the town, his dead wife is one of the risen. So he wants to keep it all quiet until they figure this stuff out, because he knows scientists will come and poke and prod him, take him away. So he and this doctor are trying to keep it quiet and keep them sequestered. And so that was all in season one, and all these weird things happen. Season two just started last week on Netflix, and it just continues the story. So we get to the risen, who we didn't see their backstories, but it's just flashbacks to their lives in the past. And then there's all these really cool twists and turns that I didn't see coming.
Oh my God, this sounds really great.
Yeah. And the only thing I don't like about it, I really wish they would even spend even more time on these individuals and their backstories and what they're doing now. But there's a thing in the plot that sets them up where they can't move very far from this town. But it's really good. And I interviewed earlier this year, I called Australia and interviewed a guy who's in this, Roger Corser, for a different show that he's doing. And so I posted that interview this week too, of him talking about that. But I love that show. It's really good.
That thing where the dead wife rises, they should do that on The Simpsons. Have Maude Flanders come back.
Yeah, they should.
Oakley Doakley, Ned.
Well, you know, and it's a lie. Like, there was a French show called, I can't speak French, but like Le Revenant, The Return.
It sounds like you're born
then,
in Nice.
And then the, and then the,
Noice.
In the U.S., it was redone as The Returned. But so this sort of idea has been done before, but this has its own things.
Glitch. Someone wants to talk to you about another Netflix show, and I've heard some people really raving about this. Tom, this is Kurt Wagner here. What did you want to chat with him about?
I wanted to tell you, probably the best Western I have ever seen is called Godless. It's like a seven-part series. And the photography, everything. It's not only but even if you aren't into Western, it's just one of the best shows I've seen in a long time. I think it's like a 7-8-part series.
Yeah.
It
just started, too. In fact, we were just talking about it out there in the green room, and it's amazing. It's so good. And I'm not a big Western fan.
Did you watch Deadwood? Because I didn't, and I don't like Westerns at all.
don't like the Westerns.
But this is really good, and I love the little idea that this town is all women, and they take care of themselves. Let me tell you.
Whoa! I think you buried the lead here, guys.
I mean, when all these
let me
gangs,
put this in my phone.
When these gangs come to town.
You can count on a woman to take care of things. You know, that's all I'm going to say.
They aren't going to back down.
All right. Well, I'll check it out. Tom, you give it a thumbs up.
Yeah, just the photography. I mean, it's just fantastic.
Yeah, it is. It's really wonderful.
Sweet. Thank you so much for calling, Tom. We appreciate it. We were giving away Carol Burnett tickets earlier, and that's why we pushed you to 11:30. And there's a Carol Burnett anniversary special that's coming out.
Yes.
I just absolutely adore her.
It's Sunday night.
Wow.
This coming Sunday night on CBS. And it just looks back on the whole Carol Burnett phenomena. It's sort of, I think it's going to be set up like her live show that'll be at the Chicago Theater is, where she asks the audience questions, you know, like the first part of her show used to be. But yeah, that's coming up Sunday. I'm excited to see it too. I grew up watching her.
Harry mentioned that earlier, and it was our Saturday Night Live. You're absolutely right about that.
It was before Saturday. No, I mean, Laugh-In also is called, like, you know, the creator of Saturday Night Live. But Carol Burnett with the sketches, I mean, that's Saturday Night Live. And having people, having having movie stars come in and be in these sketches, you know, and the serious actors love going on that show and being goofy.
Right. You're right. And it was live, so they, you know.
We were wondering about that. Was it live on tape?
I think it was.
But still, it was live. They didn't edit it.
They didn't edit it because they always broke.
Messed
they always
up.
Tried to crack each other up in the middle of a scene. That was the first show, I think, that caused me to tinkle
in your pants.
Yeah,
from laughing so hard.
Yeah, from laughing so hard.
How old were you? 16.
It was just last week.
There was you mentioned Laugh-In, one of you just did, and it's funny because you're probably a little too young for Laugh-In when it was around the first time. But now we used to watch it again. You were with your parents, and you had one TV typically in your house, so whatever they were watching, you were watching. You all watched together. It was funny. I loved it. I told Bill, oh my God, Laugh-In is so great, and Bill goes, have you watched it recently on YouTube? Because it doesn't hold up, which breaks my heart.
Really?
Have you watched it recently, Harry?
I'll see it.
Because it was great when we were growing up, but I looked at it's really not as great as I remember it.
No, but the stars that were in it became megastars. You know, I'll sit sometimes for like 15 minutes. They do those commercials, you know, buy all 10 discs.
Right.
Buy all, you know, 140 shows. And, you know, I'll watch those. But no, I don't think it was that great. But, you know, I mean, Goldie Hawn started there. Lily Tomlin started there. You know, I mean, a lot of big stars came from there.
There's a lot of visual, like physical comedy in there.
Perfect for ADHDers. Yeah. Seriously, because it was like cut from one thing to another.
It was so big. Nixon did a cameo on there.
Absolutely. Kurt, thank you for stopping by. I will not probably see you again because
Ever?
Well, not for the rest of the year. I'm getting my knee replaced on December 7th, and so I'll be out for the rest of the year.
Oh.
Got any shows about knees coming back from the dead?
Nope. Well, maybe I'll just send you a list of things to watch.
Yeah.
While you're held up.
Oh my God. This. You know what? Why do I look forward to being in the hospital where I don't have to deal with anything but television shows?
I think you just answered your own
question.
Sounds
really good. Kurt, thank you. Have a lovely holiday.
You too.
And we'll take a quick break and find out what's coming up on the Wintrust Business Lunch with Steve Bertrand X, 720 WGN. Congratulations to Kurt Wagner. He has another story. And is it Emmy Magazine? Congratulations. And you can go to tvshowpatrol.com. Harry Tynowitz has been sitting in for Bill Leff. You've done a great job. I've had fun hanging with you. Will you come to the stream with me?
I will stream with you.
Like, we can't cross the streams.
It's okay. Stream a little.
Steve Bertrand is here for the Wintrust Business
Lunch. I don't
know
what you people are talking about, and I don't want to know. You guys, Wendy, live Christmas tree, fake Christmas tree?
Tree time, artificial.
Okay, well, you know, the drought or the economic downturn in 2008 resulted in fewer Christmas trees being planted that year.
Oh.
And so this year, the trees are more expensive because this is when you'd harvest them. So we're going to talk to the folks at the National Christmas Tree Association.
Oh.
That's cool. I know some out-of-work actors that would be willing to be your tree.
Suppose as a tree. Uh-huh. And you know what? It'd be cheaper than going to the Handy Andy probably, too.
Oh, heck yeah.